Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It seems scientists are willing to go to the ends of the Earth to gain a better understanding of Mars. Jay Dixon, research analyst in the Department of Geological Sciences at Brown University, reveals what a salty pond in Antarctica can teach us about how water might behave on the red planet.
The McMurdo Dry Valleys make up most of the 2% of Antarctica that is not covered by ice. Despite being one of the coldest and driest places on Earth, the valleys are home to an unlikely body of water called Don Juan Pond. Over the past several years, my colleagues and I have been studying how this pond survives in the coldest and driest place in the world in the hope that it might shed light on the possibility for water in another frozen desert, Mars. Don Juan Pond never freezes, even when the temperature is 50 degrees below zero centigrade. The reason for this is that it has 18 times the salt content of ocean water, making it the most saline body of water in the world. To figure out how this pond behaves, we installed a time-lapse camera, snapping pictures every 5 minutes for 2 months. From more than 16,000 images, we were able to show that the salty brine that sustains the pond enters from the surrounding soil, not from an aquifer deep underground, as some scientists had previously thought. But where does this unique brine come from? Upslope from Don Juan Pond, one of our cameras captured the formation of dampened patches of soil called water tracks. By synchronizing our images with relative humidity measurements, we showed that water tracks formed as soon as a humidity front moved through the valley. When the humidity spikes, the water tracks dampen and darken, showing salt in the soil actively absorbing water from the dry atmosphere, forming the brine that fills Don Juan Pond. Could these same processes be active on Mars? All the ingredients are there. We've learned in the last few years that features identical to the water tracks we observed are currently forming on Mars, and ancient basins from when Mars was wetter than it is now show salts on their floor, presumably left behind by saline ponds that have since evaporated away. The model we have proposed for Don Juan Pond may explain how unlikely oases might form on a planet that, like the McMurdo Dry Valleys in Antarctica, is a frozen desert generally inhospitable to almost all ecosystems.
That was Jay Dixon of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.